Mr. Ukrainians will wait until January 7th to celebrate an Orthodox Christmas, though that nation's sizable Catholic population is observing the holiday today. This is the final day before presidential elections in Ukraine. Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych will again face the popular opposition candidate Viktor Yushchenko. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Kiev. Lawrence, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Scott.
Hey, is the campaign just about over?
Well, the campaigning was over officially yesterday by law in Ukraine and many former Soviet republics. The day before the election is a quiet day. Television commercials for either candidate cannot be run. And Prime Minister Yanukovych wound up his campaign here in Kiev before 5,000 supporters. A very defiant speech he gave. I have to say that the Prime Minister has been looking rather glum over the last week. It's been hard to find even his campaign advisors on the phone sometimes. I think that he gets the sense that he is behind. Challenger Yushchenko wound up his campaign in Kiev yesterday. Not hearing anything from either men today, as I said, a quiet day, but some Yushchenko supporters still out on the main square here in Kiev getting ready for tomorrow's vote.
Lawrence, tell us about the significance, if you could, of latest ruling from Ukraine's highest court that disabled citizens ought to be able to vote from home on Sunday if they choose to.
It's a complicated issue. Part of the electoral reform, which was agreed upon by Ukraine's parliament earlier this month, involved ballot boxes which are taken from house to house. This is a tradition in many former Soviet republics and in Ukraine where people can vote from home. Now, the restriction was that only people who were disabled in the sense that they could not walk, they were not able to get to the polling stations, had the right to vote from home because this was a source of great fraud during the now discredited election in November. What the Constitutional Court said today was that that provision was unconstitutional, that anyone who wanted to vote from home and who was disabled should have the right to do that, and they ordered the Elections Commission to make that possible, and the Elections Commission saying that anyone who requests that right will be given it if they request it by this evening. It might be a source of some confusion tomorrow, but the Constitutional Court saying it wanted to make this decision now so that after the election, no one can come back and say that the election law was unconstitutional itself.
Finally, Lawrence, help us understand how Russia is eyeing these elections. President Putin, of course, had backed Prime Minister Yanukovych in the first vote. He's been openly critical of what he considers to be undue U.S. influence in the campaign.
It's been a constant backpedaling by President Putin. If it was wholehearted support for Yanukovych, Prime Minister Yanukovych, in the beginning, it's been a striptease, really. At first, President Putin said, well, we could perhaps work with challenger Yushchenko, now saying we actually had good relations with Yushchenko when he was prime minister between 1999 and 2001. I think the Kremlin's starting to realize that the prospect of Yushchenko presidency does not mean automatic NATO membership or EU membership for Ukraine. This is not something that is realistic, really, within the next 15 or 20 years. They see the writing on the wall. They are preparing themselves probably for a Yushchenko presidency, and they're going to make the most of it, and they realize that they're probably going to have to work with this man.
Lawrence, thanks very much. Good holiday.
Merry Christmas, Scott.
NPR's Lauren Sheets speaking with us from Kiev.